for you a little bit, the way you're exploding all over the place and piling up the yards and stuff?
I don't think so yet. I still missed a lot of reads, but I had an okay game, not too bad.
Is that what has gotten you as successful as you are? You have a game like that, but instead of focusing on the good, you focus on the stuff that you can improve on? Is that?
Yeah, definitely. Until you have that one breakout game, you know, that, like you said, that you don't make any mistakes. All your reads are really good and well. And I haven't had that yet, so.
Have you ever had that, though? I mean, there's always something you can do, right?
Yeah, there's always something, but you know when you had a really good game. You just know. You'd be like, hey, you know what? I think I did okay that game, but.
Are things clicking more, though? I mean, it's not as much thinking, it's more reacting. It's gotten to that point. I mean, we're over halfway through the season now. Mm-hmm. You know, just from watching as a viewer, it seems like it's clicking more.
Yeah, it is clicking. It is clicking. You know, the reads are getting a little faster. You know, I'm recognizing things faster than I was, especially in the beginning of the season. But I think when we get later on in the season, stuff's going to pick up again. So I'm going to have to be prepared for that one.
And there wasn't nearly as much alternating. Did that help you, the fact that you could really get into a groove a little bit with things?
I mean, I was able to get in the groove, but even with the rotation, I could still get in the groove. I'm pretty good with that.
You guys did a lot of damage on the outside, really getting outside the tackles. I mean, is that something you liked? It seemed like you were comfortable with it and had good success with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't matter to me. You know, inside, outside, all works well. You know, offensive line did a good job blocking, so inside, outside, all the same to me.
Are you helped playing a team now that you've played a few weeks ago and did pretty well against, just knowing going that game plan, you've got it kind of down already? With the Chargers the second time around?
Well, there's always something else that, you know, the team's going to do differently. So you got to pick that up, recognize that, and then work and see if you can do against it.
Does it matter to you whose quarterback is it? Does it change the offense at all? I mean, you do have a righty versus a lefty. I mean, there's a basic difference right there, I would assume.
Well, it doesn't change. I think all the quarterbacks will do a good job coming in and getting a win and helping us out. So same thing with the running backs. I think any running back can get in there and do the job for us. So I don't think that'll change.
From the outside, it looked like maybe you were the most comfortable you had been all year last week. I mean, did it feel that way? Because it just really looked like you were quick to the hole, mm-hmm. decisive. I mean, did it feel that way?
I think just things just opened up. You know what I mean? The offensive line just opened up those holes, and I just saw them really quick last week. And hopefully that continued, but you just never know.
So when you look at your performance, do you look at just your carries, or do you look at pass protection and all the assignments?
I probably look at pass protection more than I do, you know, carries, you know, running the ball, you know, that comes. But pass protection, you really got to get down dirty and get out there and get low and stop these guys from rushing. So I look at that more than I do running the ball.
How do you think you're doing as far as, you know, the learning curve on that, in that sense?
I'm doing well, but I can definitely improve on that stuff. So I'm going to keep on doing that.